like show business. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is It's Movie Time.
It's Movie Time.
Well, everybody's been waiting. What did you think of Downton Abbey, Linny?
Good morning, my lord. I am a true Anglophile, so I was always crazy about the TV series, so I was really looking forward to the movie. When it opened with the grand mansion and the aerial shots, they were soaring, and the music behind it, I got goosebumps. It was like I was really excited about it.
One of the things I love about modern movie making is the ease with which they can use these drones.
Right.
And they're beautiful shots.
You just wonder what all those rooms are for, but you soon find
out.
Well,
as you look at Big Mansion, there's also a big cast. Does that work at all in it?
The thing that bothered me, I think, the most was they had a 10-minute prologue explain who all the cast members were. But it was still very confusing. There's so many characters in the TV series, but they were spread out over different episodes.
And I agree with you. I thought that while I really appreciated what they were doing, they were telescoping years into 5 to 10 minutes.
Right.
It proved useless for the rest of the film. There's no way I could remember anything.
Oh, you're making me feel so much better. To give a little bit of focus, it's 1927, and the decline of the aristocracy is a major theme. The Crawley family gets word by royal post that the king...
Cutest little post you ever saw, the little red wagon.
The little car. The King George and Queen Mary are coming to visit Downton Abbey, and there will be a parade and a formal dinner. It just throws Mrs. Patmore and Mr. Mosley of the kitchen staff into a frenzy of preparations.
They're attempting to create real conflict in the film, even right down to the Irish Rebellion, the king being there and attempted assassination.
Yeah, there were a lot of subplots. But there was the issue of inheritance, and there was a behind-the-scenes thief at work.
There are romantic strands.
Oh, yeah.
In the time between World War I and World War II, and what would seem to be a prosperous time for England, there's a hint that all of this grandeur will be gone.
Right. And Lady Mary, who is the daughter of the Crawleys, she does voice her concern with having enough money to maintain this huge estate, because the times, they are a-changing. When the King George and Queen Mary come to visit, they bring their entire staff with them.
Another conflict.
Oh, it causes so much stress.
Now, who would you say is the favorite character of all in Downton Abbey?
That's easy. It's the matriarch of the family. Lady Violet, and she throws these barbs of just all kinds of crazy remarks at Isabel.
Yes.
And that does add a big note of humor to the film, and the audience was actually laughing.
Maggie Smith playing her, she just has a barb for everyone.
Oh, I know.
And
she's great.
And she's imperious, but she's also slightly loving. And Imelda Staunton, also no slouch as an actress, goes nose to nose with her.
Right.
It was about reconciling differences. The film was always balanced between the haves and the have-nots, the aristocracy and the working class. Does it at all help to bring the downstairs to the upstairs?
One of the most successful scenes when the royal people bring in their own staff to cook and serve and everything, and they were led by the page of Backstairs, which I thought his title was rather interesting. But even Carson can't control the chaos. But the staff comes up with their own clever plan of tomfoolery to cook and serve the royal couple.
Because this is the big deal, the highlight of some of their lives, to serve the king and queen.
Mm-hmm.
The entourage has come to take over from
them.
They
take over everything.
Which they weren't prepared for. In their ingenuity, they find a way.
Yep, tomfoolery.
Yeah.
I love the word.
A signal that the aristocracy's days of lording it over the working class are going to be fading. And they really take over.
Yeah.
And the queen finds it necessary to approve of what they have done. Linda Boss McClelland, the film is Downton Abbey. What grade do you award it?
Because it was a little too long and a little confusing, I give it a B.
All right, and I give it a B too. It's a solid entertainment.
Yes, it is very entertaining.
And it's not a disappointment for Downton Abbey fanatics.
Nope.
The cinematography is beautiful. In other words, it's a good family film.
Yeah, it is. But from now on, you may call me Lady Linda. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.